It's Trans Voice Friday. This is Mimsy, and as of yesterday, I am now using Femme Voice in daily life, which I still can't quite believe is happening. Now, I was low-key dreading this. Yesterday, I had my last voice training session with my voice coach, the superlative Sophie Edwards, but I didn't know that it was my last session going in. It turns out that Ipswich Town FC was her last exercise, and I had all the tools to start just using Femme Voice. Sophie was very gentle about it and reminded me that I could go at whatever pace was comfortable for me, but there was no pace that sounded comfortable. I did not want to do this. And if you've been following along on social media or my earlier entries for Trans Voice Fridays, you know that this has not been an easy process for me. I have literally hated doing it. And despite that, I have spent a whole bunch of time and effort slogging through it. And when it came time to end training, I didn't want it to be over, because that meant I had to stop training for the thing and actually do the thing. And I did not want to sound weird. I don't want to be embarrassed by my own voice. I did not want to be so plainly trying and failing at an element of my presentation. But I fucking did it anyway, because that's what transition is. And it was transformative. Using my Femme Voice with my family and at the grocery store made me feel more comfortable in my own skin. Voice aside, I fit into social interactions in ways that I had never been aware had been feeling awkward for me. Femme Voice felt like a missing piece of my presentation that was finally falling almost into place. Because I am under no illusion that I sound polished or pleasant or even plausibly feminine. I've still got loads of work before my voice fits with everything else. But it doesn't matter. Just the trying makes such a profound difference. This is the right path, and it feels like the right path. It's going to be literally years before my voice settles into something natural and pleasantly feminine, and I'm okay with that. I'm on my way, and that's so much better than not even starting. So I'm going to end this week's check-in with my favorite stanza of poetic mockery of the establishment in Femme Voice. Ready? Here we go. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Happy Trans Voice Friday, everybody. See you next week.